of the Stars. Dateline Hollywood 1930, the Warner Brothers Studio. Here at the studio's new animation department, the artist toiled endlessly to come up with cartoon stars, ultimately creating three new characters, the Warner Brothers and their sister Dot.
Oh, yes!
Unfortunately, the Warner kids were totally out of control. The trio ran amok throughout the studio. Until their capture. The Warner's films, which made absolutely no sense, were locked away in the studio vault, never to be released. As for the Warners themselves, they were locked away in the studio water tower, also never to be released. Publicly, the studio has disavowed any knowledge of the Warners' existence to this very day, when the Warners escaped.
It's time for Animaniacs. Every day to the max.
God created the heavens and earth. And the Lord created the Garden of Eden. And there he put Adam and Eve. And the Lord said,
"Eat, eat. Eat all the fruit in this garden, but don't eat the apples, for they grow from the tree of knowledge, and thou shalt not eat them."
Now in the Garden of Eden, there lived a wily old serpent. Oh, he was a snake all right, pure and evil.
You make it sound like a bad thing.
And this sneaky serpent took it upon himself to tempt Adam and Eve into eating the forbidden apple.
So, for extra insurance, Mr. Big put me in charge of guarding the apples.
So stay tuned for the Garden of Eden's funniest home videos.
This'll be a blast.
This will be as easy as taking candy from a baby.
I don't think so, pal.
A very bitter, mean baby.
Ah, that snake doesn't have a leg to stand on. Hey, it's the dawn of time. What do you expect, new jokes? Don't have all day. eat your heart out, Fuzzy Zeller.
Look, Daddy, a snake. Snakey, go down the hole.
Remind me of a very young Scrappy Doo.
At last, divine inspiration.
The back door. Gee, I wonder who that might be. This is sad.
I came to say I'm sorry. I won't make up.
Whatever. Shoot me. Pardon, there seems to be someone at my front door. I'm coming. Oh, thanks, dear. Just the mailman. Hello. Hey, Mr. Snake, it's for you.
Oh, golly gosh, who knew I was at this address? Hello? Colonel Mustard did it in the kitchen. Or was it Miss Scarlet?
I bet that had a sting. Bye-bye. Eck, a worm.
Oh. Hey, wait a second. Huzzah, I'm spared. Saved, safe. That silly old squirrel isn't Squadoo.
Now that's comedy.
Get a job.
Ooh,
hang away, you losers. Stewardess, I'm Ivan Blosky, and I demand privacy. Have everyone in coach thrown off this plane.
Oh, but sir, we can't do that.
Then escort me to my seat at once. Out of my way! Step aside! Get a life, you loser! I'll need a pillow, a blanket, and 15 bags of honey roasted peanuts. Pronto!
Now for a relaxing flight.
Boingy, 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 boingy.
Hi, mister. This is our first trip on a plane. We're going to be your seatmates for the next 17 hours.
Want some of my mayonnaise muffins?
No. Go away, you horrible child.
How's about a kiss?
Hey, move it! Glad you learned to fly!
Welcome to Air Pacific, the Jolly Airline. Our deluxe 757 is equipped with a number of safety features to use in case of an emergency, such as our fuel tanks explode and we crash like a fiery ball into the sea.
Neato!
Cool!
Baboo!
Please note the air discomfort bags located in your seat front.
Hey, mister, what's this?
A vomit bag.
Oh, poo! I got zipped! There's none in here!
You'll find life jackets under your seats. In the event of a water landing, they will keep you afloat, unless you're seized by a giant squid and dragged screaming beneath the waves.
This really isn't my color. I'm a winter. Okay, everyone! Life jacket test!
Do you know what that means?
You have a slow leak.
Should cabin pressure suddenly drop, say from a cargo hatch blowing out into thin air, oxygen masks will drop down.
Don't play with my mask.
Oh, you got dibs? No problem. It's all yours.
And please, make sure your seatbelts are securely fastened.
There! All ready for takeoff.
Leave me alone!
Thank you for choosing Air Pacific. You have well over a 40% chance of landing safely. Enjoy your flight.
And stop making those stupid faces!
What kind of faces are we supposed to make?
Quiet faces. Just sit there like mute little children.
Hey, mister, what's this?
That's for eating.
Delicious.
Blosky here.
Goons have been bothering me ever since I sat down. Do you know who I am?
No. Do you know who I am?
No.
Then we're even.
All we know is that we like you. We have no taste, but we like you.
And therefore, on behalf of the Warner Brothers...
and the Warner sister...
I want to make you our special friend.
You and us, get over here now!
May I help you?
Hello, yes.
Wanna be our bunkie?
Man, go fig.
These children are annoying me. Throw them into your aircraft jail.
Only if she goes too.
Oh, sir, there's no jail on this aircraft.
Then build one, or move me away from these monsters immediately.
You mean you don't want to be our special friend?
No!
Now you've gone and hurt our feelings.
I demand another seat!
Oh, but sir, there aren't any. We're full.
Then I'll make one. And as for you three, I wish I did your taxes. I'd screw them up so bad the IRS would bury you. I'd rather be eaten by cannibals than be your special friend. Now goodbye, you worthless little morons.
You're wanted outside.
Oh, thanks.
Relaxation at last.
How's it going, Buckaroo? I'm Grover Broke from Lynx Head County, Tennessee. Fertilizer salesman.
Blosky, accounting.
What, eh, co-winky-dink? You know folks say there's no accounting for me. You get it? Oh, that's a kicker, ain't it? Anyways, the way I see it, a man needs a philosophy in life.
Look, I just want to rest.
Here's my philosophy. There's two kinds of fertilizer in this life, friend. You got your solid cow dung, and then there's your sloppy pig dung. Now, with your cow dung...
Pardon me, Father, but could we change seats?
Certainly, my son.
Monster?
Coming right up.
Maybe some decaf later.
You don't look well, sir. Is there a doctor on this plane?
I'm a paramedic. This man needs nitrogen.
You mean oxygen.
All right. How about just some hot air? It's a long fly. It's going. Oh, too bad. It hit the wall.
How do you feel now?
I'm in bad shape.
Wrong. This is bad shape.
A fine example of neoclassical postmodern expressionism depicting man versus fate. 2 out of 3 falls, 10-round limit.
Now, your goose fertilizer is a whole other story. Doggies, that stuff stinks to high heaven. Care to take a whiff?
No! I'm reporting you lunatics to the highest authority. Help! I'm being harassed by children that look like big bugs with clothes. I demand you do something immediately.
What do you have in mind?
Better call the home office and tell them I'm stranded on a jungle island. I hope they don't count this as a sick day.
Ooga chaka, ooga chaka, ooga chaka.
Friends don't let friends disappear over the horizon alone. Wait!
Stick around!
We're gonna make sloppy jams and rent Don Knotts videos!
Who's staying with us?
Our special friend.